friends, and welcome to another episode of Fort Worth Roots.
From Amazon, maybe you can order the tube stretcher. If you're too big for a tube, you order a tube stretcher. From like the late night infomercials.
It's like an extender?
Yeah. No, it's like a, are you too large to sleep in a tube? New tube stretcher from Ronco.
How does it work? You can find Fort Worth Roots on all of your favorite streaming platforms, Pandora, Spotify, Apple Podcast, and many, many more. In fact, I'm finding other streaming services that I didn't even know we were on, and that's cool. So we're out there. If you have any trouble finding us, you can just go to fortworthroots.com. That's our website, and you can stream straight off the website, and it works pretty good. So that's another way to locate us. We just started a morning show, and if you haven't checked this out yet, it is a 20-minute episode that we do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's available for you by 8 a.m. The month of October, we're going to be out at Hoppin', a new place. It's 7 weeks old. I think that's right. Anyway, it's a cool little spot, and the owner out there, Michael and Holly Brittner, they were nice enough to bring us in and say, yeah, use our stage, and let's do the morning show here. So that is really cool, and we hope that we get to keep doing at least a day or two out there, but we are looking for other locations for November. So if you have a business or if you know somebody that has a business and they'd like to host our location for the morning episode, let us know. media@fortworthroots.com. That's our email. It's the best way to get a hold of us. And for anything, our morning show thrives on call-ins. So if you have an event around the city, if you got something coming up, or if you're aware of a news story that we need to share with the public, there's a few different ways to go about this. 817-988-1292. That's the hotline. You can call it any time of day and leave a voicemail. If you'd like to schedule a call, shoot us a text and say, hey, we'd like to get on a call with you to talk about this one thing. And I'll, get on a call and we'll do the thing. Or you can shoot us an email, either an audio file or a link. Don't send me a link. I take that back. I won't click on your link. But you can copy and paste, put that story on an email and send it to me, and I'll read it off for you. So lots of different ways to get your information out on the Fort Worth Roots Morning Show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And it's on the same platform. All right. Got a question for you. Are you craving quality music made right here in Fort Worth? Visit amplify817.org to browse and stream a growing collection of commercial-free local music wherever you are. Do your ears a favor and discover your new favorite local group today on amplify817.org. Amplify 817 is a service of the Fort Worth Public Library, sponsored in part by community donors to the Fort Worth Public Library Foundation, which pays local artists upfront to feature their music on the platform. We love Amplify 817.org, and you'll love it too. You can stream music just like you would on any other platform. The only difference is it's a community organization, and they support local music, and the artists don't have to wait for 10,000 downloads before they start getting paid, because they get paid up front. We love it. Also, if you're selling a house, if you got property questions, if you're trying to buy a home, our friends at the Davis Team can help you with all of your needs. Go to yourdavisteam.com and figure out whatever you need to figure out. They got all the stuff. If you're trying to make an investment or you just got questions about your property taxes, they're there as an asset here locally in Fort Worth. We love them. They've sold two homes for us, and we wouldn't steer you wrong. So go check that out. This episode is hilarious. At one point, the guest on the show stopped breathing, and his heart stopped. Anyway, I didn't have to implement any kind of life-saving measures. Just magically, he came back to life, and we continued the episode. But it's hilarious. I'm so glad that we got him back in the studio. And you can expect to see this gentleman back on the show many, many times in the future, because he's one of the OGs. And you can see Jeff Zero in his own private universe play on stages around Fort Worth and North Texas just about any week out of the month. This dude plays a lot, and in different bands as well. He's a friend of ours, and we couldn't be more honored to have him back at the Fort Worth Roots Podcast Studio. Get all of his information online at jeffzero.com. You can also find him on Instagram as Jeff Zero Music. Thank y'all so much for being here, and let's start the show.
We'll be right back.
Jeff Zero at the Fort Worth Roots Podcast Studio. Thank you for coming by, bud.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming by, bud.
Thanks for coming by. Next time, bring some coffee creamer.
Yeah, so there was a huge problem a minute ago. I'm taking my shoes off, man. Look at that. I'm a rebel. We went to put the creamer in Jeff's coffee, and it turns out it had solidified into like a block.
Yeah, like granite. I think it was Egyptian coffee creamer, I think is what it is. They built the pyramids out of it.
Well, you're drinking it straight today, aren't you?
Yeah.
And I make it black, so.
If you, here's a life hack. If you learn to drink your coffee black and your iced tea unsweetened, the worst case scenario, no matter where you are, you can still have a cup of coffee or a glass of tea.
You'll never be disappointed.
Right.
I feel like you could apply that to most things in life.
Yeah.
If you can do without, then you'll never be disappointed.
Yeah. And the rest is gravy. Like, oh, there happens to be some creamer here. Oh, there happens to be some sugar here. That makes a good thing even better.
Yeah. So. Excellent. Okay. I've got some things that got sent to me, and I want to play them, and I want to talk about them. Can we do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Let's see if it'll work right. I have trouble with links sometimes. Let's see how this goes. But we've gone end to end. We've gone round the bend. There's an emptiness when I'm not here with you. Just a little sneak peek of a new single, or is this part of the album?
It is both and neither.
Okay. I should have expected an answer like that from you, sir.
So, can I get a little bit more me in the headphones?
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Okay.
How's that?
That's better.
Is that too loud?
No, that's perfect. Perfect. That's perfect. So, you know, I have Jeff Zero in his own private universe.
Right.
We released an album last year. We're going to be working on an EP because we have a new drummer. There's so much stuff happening. But I want to do an EP with my new drummer, West. So we're talking about doing some recording. And so I was going through my back catalog of like 70 songs that are like still need to be attended to in some form or fashion. And I realized that I've got, you know, songs that fit the band. They're, you know, 2.5 minute long rock, three-piece rock band mm-hmm. songs. And then yeah. I've got other stuff that doesn't fit. So I thought, well, I'm going to do a solo record. And as I was going through some of my old demos and tapes and half-finished studio recordings, I came across this end-to-end that we just got released today. That was actually done in 2016.
Oh, wow.
And I did it at a place called Texas Street Studios in Denton.
Okay.
Literally in this guy's had taken a bedroom of his house and put mattresses in it and turned his dining room and his front bedroom into a recording studio.
Just bare mattresses?
Yeah. Yeah, like mattresses up on the wall for soundproofing.
Just, I mean, for somebody that's not in the biz, that would seem a little odd, I don't know. Maybe even kind of murdery.
Maybe.
Yeah. It just seems weird.
But that acoustic tile is expensive, but people throw mattresses away all the time. You could just see a mattress on a curb. Now you got insulation for your studio.
And your walls.
And your walls.
And no one can hear you screaming.
And no one can hear you screaming. So anyway, long story short, I was kind of expecting it to be like a demo.
Yeah.
And it really turned out nice. And for the last several years, in several different studios with several different groups of musicians, I kept trying to replicate what was on the original version of it.
Did you have to get some mattresses?
And so I didn't even know. We did it in a real studio that they could afford acoustical tiling. So while I have been working on some solo material, which, to answer your question, I have two other singles that I have released that are going to be on my solo record, which is different from the Zero stuff. So this is I'm trying to decide if it, if I did it in 2016, can it be on a record this year? I guess it could, right? There's no no expiration.
It's never been released.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's as fresh as it gets, man.
It's as fresh as it gets.
It's a new baby.
So it is a new baby, but it's an old baby.
You got like a Benjamin Button thing going on here. I was just thinking about the 70 unfinished projects that you have, and it's like everybody collects something, right? You know, the easiest one to identify is when you're driving down the highway and you see that guy that's got that house with like all these cars lined up, and there's like grass growing up through the hood and maybe a tree through a window, you know. Everybody collects something. And if your backyard was full of unfinished music projects, you'd have a tree growing through a few of them, right?
I would have a tree growing through it. Yeah. In fact, my laptop has one of those little tire swings. That's how old some of those songs are. The trees growing right up around them. So, and I've got another project I'm working on. I just recently moved, I found a box of cassette tapes.
Ooh.
That were like from 1986, 1987, some live tapes.
Uh-huh.
And some home done studio recordings from like 1986, 1987.
Yeah.
That were through technology, you can take the AI, you can separate them now into vocal track, drum track, bass, and guitar.
Oh, wow.
And remix it.
Damn.
So
that's wild.
It's crazy.
So Joe Tacky come up with this?
That's why I'm doing it at Cloudland.
Yeah.
We converted a few hours worth of... So there's songs... I'm going to re-record some of them, but there's songs that... I'm thinking about just releasing it, you know, remixing them and then releasing it as... then and then re-recording them and doing like a companion, like two albums at once, like 1986 versus 2025,
before and after.
Yeah.
For anybody wondering, Joe Tacky is the owner of Cloudland Studios, located here in Fort Worth, Texas, and if you're looking for a musical engineer genius dude, he's a wizard. He does really wild stuff, very analog, very very creative,
But he's also with that Gen AI stuff is not just, I wouldn't say just analog. He's like on top.
Well,
of
Well, sure, team. But he prides himself in his analog stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I brought that up. But yeah, he's not. I kind of pigeonholed him into that one category, but definitely not. There's another track I want to play, "Stupid and Dumb." Can I play it?
Yeah, and then "Faces and Name." I want you to hear that one too.
Send me that one?
Yeah, that's also on Spotify. It came out last week, so I've got three singles that are coming out just to kind of prime the pump.
Now this one here says "Rough Mix." That's the one. Is it just
no? It's on Spotify. If you're on Spotify,
okay. So I'll go back to the end to end link. You guys can find Mr. Jeff Zero on the Spotify's. Just look up Jeff Zero, right?
Yep.
Okay. Here's what I've got.
All right, so...
Oh, got it.
All right, so this is last week's.
Okay.
Oops.
I really like the album art. And is that what you have available on Spotify, or is just these sneak peek clippets?
Yeah, I've got Jeff Zero in his own private universe, and Jeff Zero are separate accounts because they're technically, I guess, under different names or whatever.
Yeah.
But I have an EP of like some electronic stuff that I did a few years ago, and then everything that is not Jeff Zero in his own private universe is going to be under Jeff Zero. So okay. You might get, you don't know what you're going to get under there.
You never do.
You never do.
Ever.
Ever.
Very creative man. Are you still bringing all of your stage props with you whenever you have full band?
All my stage props?
Didn't you have... You had a Godzilla, I think, that
he's
you
not
brought.
He's not a stage
I'm
prop.
I'm so sorry. I misidentified
Godzilla,
him.
Godzilla sits on top of my amplifier, and he has been sitting on top of my amplifier since, like, 1987.
Really?
He has very rarely missed a gig. He's not a stage prop. He is... my musical partner.
Okay. And
I've I've never had a bad gig when he's been on top of my amplifier.
Nice.
And not that I'm superstitious, but I'm not willing to test the theory.
Yeah. Which made me think of something else. There's something we need to talk about that we haven't had you on the show since this happened. You're a Fort Worthian now.
I am a Fort Worthian, man. It is quite literally one of the best life decisions I have ever made in my life. I cannot describe how much I love Fort Worth. I mean, it is...
I like getting to see you all the time.
Yeah.
Not that you didn't make the drive out before. You were murdering yourself.
It was...
It was an hour drive, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. At night, it was like 45 minutes, like after, you know, after a show or something. But I was, 45 minutes to an hour each way. And I was here 3 or 4 days a week. Mm-hmm. And it just got to be, and everybody I know is, like all my friends live in Fort Worth. And
yeah.
it just was like, why am I driving out all this?
Where were you, Carrollton?
Coppell.
Coppell. Oh, God.
Yeah. Which is perfect. I'm not... Coppell's perfectly fine.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm commenting on the drive.
Yeah.
It's just a rough drive.
It is a rough drive, and only to end up arriving in Coppell, which is perfectly fine.
For people that live in Coppell.
For people, if you like to go down the main drag at 35 miles an hour past all of the tall beige walls of the gated communities, and you want to stop at the beige Kroger... right across the street from the beige Chase Bank, across the street from the beige elementary school. It's perfectly beige. It's perfectly fine. it's just a perfectly fine place to be if that's where you end up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think this was after a camping trip where we partook and some things, and I came home, went back to work, and I noticed, you know, I worked at a concrete plant, mm-hmm. a batch plant, and everything there is concrete color, just gray, just mm-hmm. everything. And I'm looking around at this, and I'm like, God, can you believe we've surrounded ourselves? We made this environment. I mean, we literally stacked concrete blocks on top of concrete blocks and made the walls that make up the facility.
Mm-hmm.
We made this. And nobody ever thought we should paint these fucking walls. like, let's get an artist in here. Let's put some murals on these bad boys.
Well, that's another thing I like about Fort Worth is all the murals. All the buildings got murals on them, and they're cool murals.
Yeah.
And they change.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Yana keeps herself busy as a muralist.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I think that's fantastic that somebody I know can do something artistic and creative in Fort Worth. Mm-hmm.
Well, and then shout out to some of these new businesses that moved in. You know, we're always... talking about how you need to spend money locally and support local businesses, but mm-hmm. even the bigger names that moved into like the Stockyards, they're embracing the mural art, and I love that because it seems that people understand that's a Fort Worth thing. I mean, you see it in other cities, but you expect it here.
And supporting is also one thing I love about Fort Worth that really didn't hit me until I. I mean, I'm at Hemp Hill and Barrie. I'm like mm-hmm. right there.
Yeah.
By all the stuff I want to be around.
Yeah.
But there is that neighborhood Walmart grocery store, but there's not a Kohl's and a Target and a super Walmart and a whatever. And you have to go down 2-lane roads or 4-lane roads to get around. It's neighborhoods mm-hmm. and trees. And you can get to the giant. You go the other side of the highway, 6 or 8 minutes away. If you need to get to the Target, if there's something you desperately need at Walmart Supercenter that you can't find in your neighborhood where people who like live there, the guy that owns the restaurant or owns the shop is in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you support, you know, you know,
I think it's all gone. We are living in the last era of small owned businesses that have like mom and pop grocery stores and things like that. Mm-hmm. I heard a couple weeks ago that I think it is Azel Walmart is getting ready to pilot program. They're going to launch their drone program at some of the surrounding like smaller community Walmarts. Oh, we got a call in. Let's see who this is. Hey, caller, you're on the air, Fort Worth Roots Podcast. We got Jeff Zero in the room today. How are you doing today?
I'm on the line.
You're on the line.
I'm on. I just managed to call at the right time, didn't I?
Say hi to Jeff.
Hi, Jeff?
Yes.
Jeff Zero. You've met him.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
It's going good, man. Doing good. Just hanging out, talking on the Fort Worth Roots podcast to people who call in while we're on the Fort Worth Roots podcast.
We were in the middle of a conversation before you interrupted us, Cody Hofford from Abilene, Texas.
Oh, well, I'm glad to interrupt.
Glad to have you interrupt.
Jeff, you might remember this. I think some of our listeners might remember this, but whenever we were handing out the awards.
Yeah, Cody from Abilene.
Cody Hofford from Abilene, Texas.
Your brother has caused 90% of your personal emotional trauma, and Cody from Abilene has supplied the other 10, I think is what you said.
Yeah.
On the microphone to the whole crowd.
Yeah. It's accurate, though.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you anything you didn't deserve. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I guess.
You got anything important to tell us on the Fort Worth Roots
podcast? No, not that important. Okay. No, not at all. I was calling to shoot the stuff, you know.
Were you going to shoot the shit, Cody?
Yes, I was going to shoot the shit. That's what I was going to do.
We can say shit on a podcast.
You can say shit
on a podcast. Oh, we can say shit on your podcast. I don't know.
I don't know what the rules are.
You usually seem fairly clean on your podcast from what I've heard.
I think we probably draw the line right about the shit level.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about where you want to keep the bad language, right?
Yeah.
Anything north of that, and I think you start getting people tuning out.
Yeah.
All right, Cody. We'll holler at you later.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later. Right. Bye.
See ya. Bye. You just never know what you're going to get.
You never do.
Yeah. And that's life.
That is life. That is, in, you know, Cody from Abilene. Shout out.
So the drone program, I guess, is launching at some smaller area Walmarts. And once they get that thing down, man, what's left? Nobody's going to stores at that point.
Right.
I mean, it's already kind of like that. People don't like getting out. But you make it easier and easier for them to stay home. And before you know it, dude, nobody's leaving their little unit, you know?
Well, even now, even without the drones, they've got a program, I think, one of the supermarkets where you can pay like a monthly fee. They'll do your shopping, and you pull up into the slot, and they'll put your groceries in your trunk for you.
Yeah, I did a mobile order yesterday from Target. I didn't do it. Megan did it, but I went and picked it up.
It's it just makes us more and more isolated. People don't go out to see bands. They're not going to go to the store. Look what's happening to the malls. What are we just going to sit at home and just stare at our phones for the remainder of eternity?
We sound so ancient. I mean, you were talking about cassettes earlier, which to the new generation probably sounds like our parents talking about radio before television, you know?
Well, I remember we used to listen to music when we were carving on stone tablets with a chisel.
Exactly. The times they are changing. I don't know. I think it just makes everybody, it makes me nervous because you don't know what to expect. If everything stays the same, you know what to expect. But whenever things start changing, you don't know where it's going to go from here.
Yeah, I mean, where will it go? I mean, you got DoorDash. People don't even go, they don't go to restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to stop going to stores if the drones start delivering. Amazon, you know, what is life going to be like 50 years from now? Just people just sitting in their living room and the fucking tube opens up and your dinner gets there and then the other tube opens up and your fucking new earbuds showed up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the Jetsons.
Yeah.
Or whatever. There was a scene in Marty McFly where they had a dehydrated pizza that was the size of a penny, and then they threw it in the machine, and it turned it into a glowing, beautiful, hot pizza within a second.
It's
the future, man.
Call me old fashioned, but I like human interaction. I like being in the same physical space as other physical human beings doing something. Like listening to a vinyl record versus emailing somebody a link.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have that connection.
Speaking of, why no release party? Just got too much going on?
No, well, because this is all my solo stuff, I play like literally everything on it. Mm-hmm. So I don't have a band to play it, you know? Yeah. And it's, and I'm just kind of testing the waters, you know, because it's so different than the other stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine, because I make music for me, and if people like it, and I hope they do, I hope they enjoy it. But if they don't, you know, I mean, at least you know you don't like it, and you don't, you just know what records to avoid, right? So either way, it's cool.
It's good that you're making music like that. I think that probably young musicians, when they first get started, they probably want to be the next big band mm-hmm. touring the nation and maybe going to other countries and playing in front of foreign crowds. And then as you continue through the music industry and you realize it doesn't work like that, then
right.
the new hope is just regionally famous, right?
Well, I'll go back to my old anchovy analogy, right? If you're an anchovy, like, lean into it. Be an anchovy,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And that's why I love I respect anchovies. You put an anchovy on a pizza, and the anchovy is going to say, hey, if you like anchovies, this slice right here has got some delicious-ass anchovies on it. If you don't like anchovies...
Better steer clear.
That pizza over there has just got pepperoni on it. I recommend that one. Either way, you know what slice of pizza to eat. And either way, the anchovy's not trying to taste like a mushroom, right?
Right.
Well, what people might not like me. I better try to be a mushroom. Well, then you're going to be... Then you're going to be a terrible mushroom, and you're going to be a terrible anchovy, and nobody's going to like it, not even you. So yeah. just be an anchovy. Make your music how you want it to sound, and if people like it, it's an anchovy. Great. Eat it.
We need that. That needs to be, you know, instead of live, love, laugh, or whatever other goofy crap you can pick up at Home Depot, or what's the place where you get stuff like that?
Yeah.
Hobby Lobby?
Yeah.
That needs to go on a plaque somewhere. Just be an anchovy.
Just be an... Yeah. In fact, my plan this year is to, as I'm going through a lot of these old recordings, I realized that either done on a, you know, maybe it was done on a digital machine, you know, 10 years ago or whatever, and it's in pretty decent shape, but I'm not going to be able to do anything with it because I don't have the technology anymore.
Yeah.
So it's just thinking about finding a whole bunch of all of that stuff and just releasing it as Jeff Zero Anchovies Volume 1. You like whatever's in here is going to be what's in here. You don't know what you got to open a can and you, who knows what it's going to be, but all the leftover weird stuff. So I'm just going to release, you know, that under Anchovies Volume 1 2 3 as I make it.
And you are going to do vinyls?
I'm thinking about it. It's expensive to do vinyls.
Oh, I know. I looked into it cuz I was thinking about doing like a crowd-funded, like, Kickstarter type thing where I made like a podcast album, like some excerpts from our best episodes or something, putting it on vinyl. Anyway, I decided not to do it because I'm pretty sure it's a ridiculous idea, but also it was expensive as shit. I mean, it's so expensive.
But is it? You know, when you stop and think about it, is it? What is the one format that holds up over time as a vinyl record? You can play vinyl records from the 40s and the 50s and the 60s today on existing technologies, mm-hmm. right? You can't play an 8-track, cassette tape, CD, you know, all of those things. And now, heaven forbid, with no physical media, it sits in the cloud on somebody's server. Nobody's going to find it in a cloud on the server in a thrift store in 30 years, like that's you're digging true. Through a crate. Yeah. So if that's why I want to do as many of my records as... on vinyl, where I feel it's warranted. Yeah. Like, you know, Roy Davis is going to be on vinyl, I think, because it's going to be, I want him to be, you know, there are things I want on vinyl, and some of the, maybe the, some of this older stuff, like who wants to hear me play live in 1987, you know, at a pub in Tampa, Florida.
I want to hear it.
It's cool, but I mean, is that worth pressing on vinyl?
Right. Yeah.
Right. If that were to evaporate, that's one thing. But, yeah. but is it really expensive to really memorialize your songs for the next 50 or 100 years?
I get what you're saying. Yeah, I walked into I think it's Lockwood Distillery, not a bad little place, over there on Magnolia. I sat down at the bar and I'm sitting there for a minute, just kind of checking the place out. And my eyes just happened to scan across their very limited vinyl collection. I think they had like 3 records up on the wall. They might have more hiding somewhere else. But I immediately honed in on one of them, and I'm like, that's a Cutthroat Finches album. And I asked the bartender, I was like, is that CTF? And he goes, what? I was like, the vinyl. He's like, oh, I don't know. And he pulled it down. He's like, I've never heard of these guys. And I was like, where are you from? New York City.
New York City.
Like, anyway, it was just a cool moment because so many times, so many times it happens where somebody will reference a band that's very well known, or at least they think they're very well known, or, you know, reference an artist that people connect with around here in Fort Worth, and I don't know them. And, you know, Fort Worth roots is so music heavy mm-hmm. that it surprises folks when I'm like, I've never heard of them. You know what I mean? But there's just, there's so many. It's hard to keep up.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially for somebody that's only been doing this for 4 years as a fringe thing, you know? So whenever I can point and go, that's a CTF album, and the guy pulls it down and I actually have more music knowledge than he does, that was a good moment for me, Jeff.
That's, I celebrate that. I support that. I hope you have more of those moments.
I even had to make a post. I was like, that's how special that moment was to me.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, I, with all the love in my heart and no judgment or negativity at all.
Okay, we'll see.
I don't know that I would think of Andrew Turner as a music person.
Oh, no. No. Me either.
But you are a musician person.
Okay, yeah. I know people, not necessarily music.
You know people, necessarily music.
And that's very fair.
You're interested in the process and the creativity that goes into it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't see Andrew Turner going, you know, the third Lampshade's On Fire record was not nearly as good because of the new bass player as the first two Lampshade On Fire.
Yeah.
You know, that's
very true. You got me figured out, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, but you do know, you know a lot of musicians.
I know more and more every day. I just, and people have heard me talk about this guy several times already on the Fort Worth Roots platform, but it just happened Wednesday. Hold on a second. Clear my throat. Dax Davis Band on Instagram. This kid came to my open mic at Pouring Glory.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure how old he is, 17, 18 years old. He's a senior in high school. Goes to school north of Decatur somewhere. And he said the name of the town three times, and I just couldn't remember. I kept wanting to say Salina, but it's not Salina. Anyway, he, as soon as he got up on stage and started singing, I was just like, oh, my God. Like, what do we have here?
Mm-hmm.
His vocals are just so good. He's got a pretty broad range, and it was just, I don't know. Every once in a while, somebody will get up there, and I'm just floored, like, I want to take a picture with you because 10 years from now, you're going to be opening for Leon Bridges, or maybe not 10 years, maybe 2 years. But
that's the beauty of an open mic. You never know what you're going to get.
That's true.
And
it's like a box of chocolates.
Like a box of chocolates. Now, there are open mics. When people think generically think open mic, you're thinking of Lenny's Bar and Grill on a Wednesday night, the Dart League, after the Dart League is over. We'll just have an open mic and maybe the people will stay and have a few beers.
Yeah.
And you get people of some musicians are better than others. Some people are just starting out. Hey, I've just learned how to play Kumbaya for the first time. I'm gonna show my friends, you know, from work.
Yeah.
And there are open mics like that, but Pouring Glories and Gusto's, those two in particular, and McFly's.
Yeah.
Those are where I want to say this the right way. The more seasoned musicians, working musicians, will come and hang out with other musicians, maybe work out some new tunes and stuff like that. So those are really solid open mics to go to as what I like to call a civilian. But every once in a while, if you go to enough open mics, and you should go to more open mics.
Yeah, you should.
Because that's
where we got all these musicians in the area. You need to be going to open mics.
But every once in a while, you'll get something like that. Somebody completely unknown who has driven here from an hour and a half away and just drops massive talent, and you saw it for free, and you saw it first.
Yeah. So that's probably my favorite magic moment inside the open mic night. The other thing is it's a great way to collaborate. musicians get to talk to each other. You don't see a lot of drummers there. You don't see a lot of bassists, but you get a lot of front man and guitarists, and every once in a while somebody for keys will show up, and then once in a while you get a two or a three piece, and we've even had a five piece play at an open mic.
Yeah.
So you might get to meet a bassist or a drummer, or you might talk to somebody that's got one and you need one, or they need one. And
I met my bass player Brent at an open mic.
Yeah.
When I was still living on that side of town, it was in Louisville. I think it was a Louisville open mic.
Yeah.
And I brought my acoustic guitar and sang some songs, and Brent came up and he said, blah, 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 and, you know, good stuff, enjoyed it, you know. If you're ever looking for a bass player, and I was like, you know, I actually am looking for a bass player.
Yeah, yeah.
And Pouring Glory and both, you know, Pouring Glory and Gusto's, those are my two favorites.
Yeah.
But I've met so many cool people there, musicians that you might play a gig with or who you might catch at a show that you casually wave to, versus like while you're all waiting for your turn, you're sitting at the same table having a beer. And I've really gotten to know a lot of musicians a lot better just by going.
And just being new to the, I mean, say, quote unquote, new to the area, because you've been hanging out in Fort Worth for a while. But having just moved here, you could probably suggest that to other people. Like if you're moving here and trying to get connected, the best way to do it is going to open mics.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you will, you know, every once in a while you'll see somebody like Nathan Walt had, he got up there at Gusto's a couple weeks ago, and he was just on this, in the zone. He was playing a guitar, just a melody, and just kind of going off in this experimental kind of a thing where in the middle of a song that he was performing, he just like weaved his magic.
Yeah.
And I was like, on one hand, I was super encouraged at what you could do on the guitar.
Uh-huh.
And then I was very discouraged that I would probably never be able to do that. But then I was encouraged that the pawn shops were all closed by that point, so I didn't have to lug all my gear down there and just leave on the curb. And you'll just see somebody who's so talented sometimes, and it makes you like appreciative and woefully inadequate at the same time.
Well, I got some big news, and I've been telling people about this on the side, but I haven't brought it up publicly yet. Whenever this episode releases, it's going to be two Mondays from now. Following that, the open mic at Pouring Glory is going to Thursdays.
Good. Oh, wait. Man, I got band rehearsal on Thursday.
Well, I'm hearing a lot of people say stuff like that, too. But the thing is, now you got McFly's on Tuesday with Tommy Luke and Dippy Dog.
Dippy Dog.
I saw a flyer the other day, and the way they had written it, it read something like Tommy, Dippy, and Luke Dog or something. The way it read left to right, I don't know, it was funny. So anyway, Tuesday at McFly's, that's a great open mic with a lot of the stuff that we're describing here, just the talent and the camaraderie and the collaboration and good music. And then Wednesdays, Gusto's with Denver Williams. Don't sleep on that. That is a wonderful open mic. All the hard-hitting homies, that's where they park on Wednesdays. And then we decided that we're going to move ours to Thursday out at Pouring Glory. Fort Worth Roots puts on an open mic out there once a week as well. But there for a while, there was a good exchange where people would hit one and then go to the other, back and forth. But over the weeks, we've just noticed, like, I know that from talking to people, like, a lot of the open mics right now are just slow.
Yeah.
But I think this will help alleviate some, in the city, I think in our city, it'll alleviate a little bit of open mic stress. So just moving it to another night. Yeah. And some people, you know what, Thursdays aren't going to work, but Wednesdays, there's too many open mics going on. So we're moving ours to Thursday just to kind of help alleviate some of that citywide open mic pressure.
I found myself guilty of that. I used to hit both,
Yeah, a lot of people did, yeah.
But it turns out that, like, if you go to one and then, like, shit, Andrew's going to play next. Hold on, I got to catch him. And then of course, Turner, you know, the open mic champion of the world.
Oh, thank you.
He gets off stage, then you want to talk to him, and then he's going to tell you about he's working on a new EP, and then you got to like, I got to run in, I got to go somewhere else.
It's exhausting.
And And you don't. You find yourself not paying attention to the other performers. You come in late and you missed the whole featured act and all. So I can see why people go to one or the other and why you would want to move it to a different night.
Yeah,
because it is hard to do both, and you find yourself going to one or the other.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully this will alleviate that a little bit. I would love it. Anybody listening, please come out to these open mics. There's massive benefit in it for the musician, but also it is hugely helpful to those of us that are putting these open mics on. This is kind of my church. This is my group of people, and I want to see you. It breaks my heart when we don't get people out there
even
to join us for our weekly church.
If you're not a musician, this is like. If you had come to, just use Denver's, right? If you have come to Gusto's over the last couple of months on a Wednesday night, you know, and just sat in the crowd, you've gotten to hear Denver Williams' entire new album.
Uh-huh.
One song here, one song there. He's kind of testing it out to see how it goes live or whatever. But you know, it's like getting to see. You know, that caliber. Two guys walk into a bar. The whole band showed up the other night and played. And those guys are amazing. They're amazing as a duo and super amazing. And you normally have to pay $10 to go see them. And on Wednesday night, it doesn't cost you a nickel.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the good thing about these open mics for the spectators. You're getting $100 worth of cover. I mean, you know, the amount of talent that you're packing into an open mic.
You know, Mandy Hand from Big Heaven.
Amazing.
Going to start hitting the open mics because she's looking to do her new thing.
She came last week to ours.
She's amazing.
Love her.
Great. Oh, my God.
Yep. But if anybody's listening and you are wondering if I've noticed that you didn't make it to the open mic, I miss you. Please come see me.
Yeah. Well, last time we got to hang out, we really didn't get to, you were sobbing so hard from all the people that you had not seen at the open mics that it was hard to understand what you were talking about.
It's just the last couple of weeks, really, where it was just like, okay, we gotta put this on a different night because it's just too complicated for people to make it to both. And if I had to choose, I'm going to the Denver open mic because it's the Denver open mic, not some podcaster. So
there's some really talented musicians that show up at that one in particular.
Well, and you know how all this started. This open mic that I'm running at Pouring Glory was the Denver Williams open mic, and then there was a hiccup with Pouring Glory, and Denver had to find a new spot, and I tried to help him. Mm-hmm. He got it all figured out on his own, but the reason I'm telling you that I helped is not to brag like, I was part of that process, but to tell you that there's no hard feelings. Mm-hmm. We wanted to make sure that open mic survived and there was not a gap, like a missed week. Mm-hmm. So we all started making phone calls and seeing where we could plug that thing. And Denver got into Gusto's, and I was so happy that he found a spot so that we could continue that open mic. I was there. Of course, I don't play, but just to support and show people, like, hey, there's no problem here. We love Denver, and this is great that it continues. But then whenever Pouring Glory got past that hiccup, immediately we're like, all right, well, let's get back to our open mic. So. And thank you to everybody that did come out, because there for a while it was banging, man.
Yeah.
We'd have 40, 50 people show up, pack out the dining room, and now we're on the outside. We're on the patio, and the temperatures have started to drop, and it's great now. So, anyway, all that. Well, I guess we can move on.
Yeah. we mine that. Well, we dug all the gold out of that mine,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. We probably talked about this last time you were here, but I have forgotten. Where are you originally from?
I was born in Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
But we moved to Florida when I was really young. So I grew up in Southwest Florida. Florida boy.
Do you have any family down there during all this hurricane stuff?
So that's a whole nother story. So okay. I would say no. My mom's first husband, who I don't speak to or speak of, just is a terrible human being.
Yeah.
We moved to Florida when I was really young. And he was such an asshole and a jerk that that nobody would come to visit us because he's just a horrible human being. So after him and my mom got divorced, of course, all the kids, the minute we can get out of the house, we get the hell out of the house. And then my mom got divorced. She moved to Illinois with her new husband. My sister followed her up there. My brother followed her up there. Specifically after two separate hurricanes. So my brother stayed. My brother stayed through one more hurricane, and he's like, "No, I don't want to do this anymore." So. Yeah. I got high school friends, I've got former musician friends that I still keep in touch with, and everybody's okay, got some friends that have lost some power, but like nobody that I know really like cut their, like it tore the whole roof off of Tropicana Field. And
I saw that.
I
didn't look at a picture of what that looked like before, but I saw the aftermath, and it just looks like tarp hanging from the ribs of the roof.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
So was it just like a fabric? Is that what they had across it?
Yeah.
Is that what most of them are? That would make sense.
I guess there are two types, right? They're all a material.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and the atmospheric pressure holds it up.
Okay.
And in, like, the one in Minneapolis that collapsed from the snow, that had no struts or support. So the air pressure inside, and it was, like, reinforced like a Zeppelin kind of design. And in St. Pete, it's more like an umbrella. There is a scaffolding, and then the fabric is over the top, and it is, thin enough to not be heavy and let the light in, but still has to be, light material.
Yeah.
And...
like over the Cowboys Stadium, is that a fabric as well, like a composite? Or
I think that's more like a composite because it's retractable.
Right,
it's like metal,
metal,
and then it retracts. But for the older dome stadiums that are not retractable, they're either supported by struts and it's like a tent or an umbrella. Mm-hmm. Or they're like a Zeppelin where the pressure keeps the shape.
Just from like the HVAC system pushing air in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
The atmospheric pressure inside a stadium is usually higher than outside the stadium.
Huh.
Yeah, it's like a little pressurized. That's why you feel good in there, man. You get that extra oxygen like pressed into your lungs. Just like, yeah, get in there, air molecule.
Is that what it is? Is that why I feel so good?
Yeah, and that's casinos are the same way. They pump extra oxygen and they pump the air pressure up.
I had heard that. Now, what is the goal in a casino? I mean, they're not trying to keep a roof up.
They want people to feel good and energized and keep feeding that monster. Just take more dollars out of your... Just as long as you can keep slapping that money in the monster's mouth.
I had heard that, but I didn't know if it was true. So they're pumping oxygen into the room.
Yeah. To keep you awake and alert.
Huh. That does make sense because the first time I went down to Vegas, mm-hmm. and, I mean, this was only 7-8 years ago. Is that right? It might have been less than that. Anyway, fairly recently, went to Vegas for the first time, and I sat down at that blackjack table, and I don't think I left that table for like 4 hours. Mm-hmm. I sat there with $100, and by the time I walked away, I had like $350. And I showed my brother my winnings, and he's just like, how did you do that? And I was like, I sat there for 4 hours. And, I mean, it was up and down and up and down and up and down. And I guess after one big hand, I was just like, I am out. I had to walk away because I was going to lose everything. Yeah. That's how it works.
Yeah, that's literally how it works.
And what's funny, too, is, like, all the people that had been sitting at the table with me, like, some people came and went. There might have only been one person that was there for the whole thing. But after watching each other play for hours... And then you finally get up a little bit, and you go to walk away. You would think that everybody at the table would be like, good for you. Good job. That's a solid decision. No. These sons of bitches are like, what are you doing? Where are you going? Like, I've been here for 4 hours. I'm up. I'm leaving.
Right. Well, and it's, here's my...
I don't want you to win and them not win.
Yeah, here's my theory on that, that I just came up with just now.
Okay.
There's four of us, five of us sitting at a table.
Yeah.
And... it's blackjack. Like you said, sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Sometimes you got a big stack, sometimes you got a small stack. But it's a confined pool. It's all our money.
Yeah.
And at some point, you have the most of the money, or I have the most of the money, right? if there's $500 on the table and there's $100 each, and I'm all of a sudden I'm up $800, everybody else is down.
Yeah.
I get up and leave. Well, now you got to refill it, right? You got to refill it with your money. So I want to be able to.
Well, the casino.
But I don't want to congratulate you when I want to walk off with a pile of money.
Well, see, and I want everybody to do well.
You do. You know? You do. You do. You do, man. And that's why you do this. And that's what's so cool. Like, to you know, if you're already listening to the podcast, but why you should listen and support is because you support businesses, you support, you know, local musicians, you support local, you know, bars, you have your own award show, and you're involved in the community, and that's the important thing.
I just want friends.
You do want friends. And you have a lot of friends, man. I think you have a lot of friends.
Yeah, a lot of this just happened by process of elimination or natural selection. You know, I just wanted to do a podcast. And then I started making friends. And my friends were musicians, and my friends owned businesses. And then we started doing events together. And before you know it, it is what it is now. And I don't think it's done mutating, but I'm just kind of along for the ride.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, it's your, there are people that do podcasts because, I don't know, maybe they feel like they got something to say or they want some attention.
No, that's why I needed you here. I have nothing to say.
and, you know, I'd listen to the Stray podcast here and there for something or another. But, like, Fort Worth Roots podcast, I started listening because before I drive 45 minutes over here, what's going on? What's the night to make the drive? And that's the difference, you know, because you're not just reviewing records, right? This is my music blog, and I'm going to review records, you know, on my podcast. No, it's like I'm going to review some musicians, and then, like you said, you know, and they're playing at Gusto's or at Pouring Glory, and they both have great hamburgers. Well, now a musician, you know, it just helps people. It just helps. It's different in a lot of ways. Because it's about Fort Worth.
Yeah. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Every once in a while, I'll get somebody to, like, just walk up and be like, hey, I'm here because I heard about it on the show. And, dude, the first time that happened, I'm sorry, not the first time, the first dozen times it happened, I just looked at him in the eye and I went, bullshit. You know, like, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
But people do listen, and I do see those analytics. But, like, when somebody walks up to me and cites or references something that happened in the podcast, I'm like, you do listen to the show,
right?
Like, oh, I forgot we even talked about that, you know? So, but yeah, all those things, and I appreciate it, Jeff. But it really has just been a great way to connect with the city. I mean, we network with everybody that'll let us, you know. I've been emailing the new mayor since she took office. She gets one about once a week, and I miss you, Maddie Parker. We've never met, but I feel like we already have a relationship where I just send you emails and you don't respond. But that in and of itself is a relationship.
That is a relationship. It's not necessarily a healthy relationship.
I mean, me and my father have that relationship, right? So it's not strange to me.
So you're having daddy issues with the mayor of Fort Worth. Is what you're trying
Who is a, who's a woman. Yeah.
Okay. Just so we're clear.
I don't know. I haven't given up, but I've definitely reined in my expectations of ever getting to record with Mayor Maddie Parker.
Well, you never know, man. You never know.
But we've had the fire department on, the police department. We've got the mayor of River Oaks. And I'm going to get out there and start dropping off business cards at police departments, fire departments, city halls, and see who I can talk to. And I mean, not just Fort Worth. We're talking Arlington and Azle, Weatherford. I don't know if I want to go to Burleson. That's such a drive. And what's in Burleson? I love you, Burleson. You're good people. There's not a whole lot going on down there.
I've only been here since August.
Right.
So like when people say Burleson, I don't know if that's next street over or like 20 miles away. So I don't.
Basically, what I did is I just kind of drew a circle around Fort Worth just now.
Okay. Yeah. None of those things.
Azle, Weatherford, Burleson, Arlington. Yeah.
I know Arlington.
Yeah. So that's this side of the circle. So in my head, right here, right there. That's where it is.
And the other thing that's weird about, not the other thing because I didn't say the first thing, but one thing that's weird about living in Fort Worth is, you know, I lived in like Dallas and Grapevine and you know.
So you know that area.
That area super, super well. And I'm used to going like north and east, you know, to get to Dallas. But now everything, like I'm further south or. Like I'm backwards.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everything is either north or is either south or west, but now everything is north and east.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll be driving on the highway and, like, all of a sudden, like, the sun is on the wrong side of the road. It's like, wait a minute, hold on. Why is the sun on the side of the road? Oh, because I'm facing the other direction now.
Me and the sun are currently not talking to each other.
No.
Yeah, because we got out of that Texas summer, and it was pretty brutal. And also, we moved from, like, Weatherford proper. We still have a Weatherford address, but we moved to closer to 199 in between Azle and Springtown. And that's 199. So I take 199 to go home now. And I thought, you know, Weatherford, if you're leaving Fort Worth and you're heading towards Weatherford, what direction is that?
No clue.
Going towards Weatherford from Fort Worth.
I know none of those places.
That's west.
Okay, west.
So that's west, right?
Weatherford is west.
The people listening, they know what we're talking about, Jeff.
All right, cool. Sorry.
So going towards Weatherford, that's west. So at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the afternoon, you would expect to be looking into the sun because it's setting in the west.
Yes.
Right? Well, for some reason, right when we made the move, the sun decided that it was going to shift just a little bit so that I have to stare into the sun directly now going down 199. It's like it's following me, right? I know it sounds like a conspiracy, but I think the sun is following just me, right? And so here's one other thing to support that, and then we can move on. I built that stage for Saturday's event, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our big annual event, Fort Worth Roots Awards show, along with Beer Southside and a couple of other amazing vendor market people. Anyway, I put this big shade up so that the bands would have shade all day. Massive shade.
Mm-hmm.
Massive. And the sun just went from east to west, and it went just low enough, or just in the right, you know, plane of travel, that shade provided 0% shade all day.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah.
So me and the sun are not talking right now. Anyway. I don't know how we got off on that, but there you go.
Well, that's what happens when you come on Fort Worth.
Especially whenever you have a friend like Jeff in here. Yeah, it goes off the rails a little more. When it's like a first-time guest, it's a little more. Like, I probably wouldn't have my shoes off right now. I was thinking about that as I'm sitting here kind of Indian style on the seat like a weirdo. But, yeah, if it was a first-time guest in here, I'd probably be a little more buttoned up, and we'd have more of a trajectory to our talk. Yeah. Which is difficult for me sometimes. And so we started this morning show. Have you checked that out yet?
No, I've not.
Okay, don't feel bad. It's only been going for 2 weeks.
I don't normally get up in enough time to enjoy a morning show. I'm usually like, oh, shit, I got to get in the shower and out the door. So
yeah. Well, just so you know, if you
want to give it a listen.
If you ever want to peek in, it's available anytime you want to listen to it after 8 a.m. So
okay.
It's there for your use. But what we did is we have a morning show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I start recording at 7 a.m. It is not live, but you can get it at 8 a.m. Most people are on their way to work around 8 a.m., right?
Mm-hmm.
So it should be available. And the first place you can get it is fortworthroots.com. That's where it lists first. But then after that, it's on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcast, all those things. All the different streaming services. But it's a 20-minute segment, and we're talking about news, events here in Fort Worth, and we're taking call-ins from people that are like, hey, you need to know about this news story or something to that effect. So,
well, that sounds super
useful. It's concise. It's 20 minutes. So
cool. So every day after, every weekday?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I don't do it Fridays because I felt like, you know, let's not bite off more than we can chew.
Yeah.
And honestly, doing that, plus a full work day, plus throwing events in the evening. So I start my day at 4 a.m. I get done about 11:30 at night. So it's a lot.
Is it legal to wake up at 4 a.m.?
In Texas. Maybe not in Florida or Illinois.
Man, when I get elected,
or New York.
Nobody's getting up at 4. That'll be like, it's against the law.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to get to sleep. Like the earliest legal time you could get up to catch a flight.
Okay.
Would be like 5:30.
Okay. Which is reasonable, I think.
Yeah. Like if you want to get up at 5:30 and do your Pilates and stuff like that, and you want to be at work by 7 or you know, be an early riser. But the people that are getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to start their day, that's going to bedtime.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one day what's going to happen is I'm just going to turn into pure white light and then evaporate into the ether. I don't know. I wonder, like, how much is one person capable of? And I know people have way harder. Think about somebody that's working two jobs and got a kid.
Right.
They're putting in about the same hours I'm putting in. Right? Maybe more.
Probably more.
So I don't have it as hard as someone else out there. But there are days where I'm like, Jesus, what have I done to myself?
Well, don't forget to take some time for you, too. You've got to get some – you've got to rest.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, I got 8 hours last night, and I was telling Megan
– I'm talking a couple of days, dude. Like a couple of days of just take a breather, realize, you know, at some – because the checklist is never going to get finished.
Yeah,
The checklist is infinite. So just once in a while, just take a day or two and just relax for yourself.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I don't know, man. I've been operating like this for a long time, and it's like I feel guilty. Like today, whenever I woke up, it was 10 o'clock. I got 8 hours of sleep for the first time in at least 2 weeks, and I felt guilty.
But that's a good thing. I'm about to take a leave of absence from work due to a mismanagement of my work-life balance. Let's just call it that.
I feel like there's a fun story there.
Like I said, that checklist is infinite, right? And it's okay sometimes to wake up. For your mental health, it's okay to take a day or two off.
Yeah.
And you're not, it doesn't make you lazy, and it doesn't make you not successful. But I'm just here, and to anybody listening, like, and be an advocate for yourself. It's okay to take a day to do nothing but get up till 10 o'clock in the morning, get up, scramble an egg, and then realize that you're tuckered enough to go take a nap.
Yeah.
And that's okay sometimes for your head.
Now, naps, I'm a big fan of that.
Big fan of the nap.
I got it. That sometimes naps are the only thing that keep me alive.
Yeah. Remember when you're, you know, when you're young, like naps and spankings were bad things?
Yeah.
Now, I would just, any opportunity for a nap, like give it to me.
Yeah. I'd pay, you know, an unreasonable amount of money sometimes to just get a 30-minute nap.
You should open up a business, the Fort Worth Roots Napatorium.
Dude, I have thought about that. Like, seriously. Like, because there's been times I live out on the outskirts of town. I'm driving into Fort Worth. Now, I've got the studio, and trust me, I have taken many naps on that couch. But sometimes you're just out running around, and you're like, fuck, I just need to lay down for a minute. And then what I end up doing is just struggling through it and driving all the way home. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's not great. So wouldn't it be cool if you had a place where you could just take a nap? So there,
dude. Is there a location near me?
Yeah.
Where's the Southside Fort Worth location of the Napatorium?
The near Southside Napatorium by Fort Worth Roots. But in China, they've got these things. I think they call them microtels, but it's basically a filing cabinet for people.
Yeah. Pod hotels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks bizarre, but at the same time, it's like, that's perfect.
It is.
Because sometimes you just need to lay the F down.
Yeah.
You know, you can't even do that at a park. You lay down at a park, somebody's going to come over and be like, what are you doing?
Right.
You can't do that.
I support the nap pod or the napatorium or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And even, you know, if you really think about it, I travel, like, whenever I go out of town, I just usually have a duffel bag, anything I can keep a double, because I'm not going to wait at the airport for the luggage or whatever.
Yeah.
They got toothpaste. There's a CVS wherever you're going.
Oh, yeah, I do the same thing.
But
travel
if you,
light.
But if you do that, really, how much of your hotel room do you really use? The bed, the toilet, and the shower,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
And you might not use the toilet or the shower, while you're in there, right?
If it's a quick turnaround, yeah.
If it's a quick turnaround. So how big does your room have to be? Put me in a tube, dude. Me and my duffel bag in a tube.
That's the name of it. Tube Dude. That's it. You're a genius, Jeff Zero. Tube Dude. Yes.
Just give me a tube with a pillow in it, like a gym mat, and a little, like, cold, warm.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And off you go. It's fucking dark in there.
Uh-huh.
You know, you need enough room that you can be asleep.
Make sure that there's not enough room for two people, because then you got a weird problem.
Or a good time.
I'm thinking of this from a management position, sir.
Oh.
You wanna come get busy with me in a tube, dude? Not you, dude. I'm talking to her, but it's called Tube Dude,
right? Or maybe, you know. The XXX version of that, right, would be that there's somebody in every tube, and you pay the money to go to get in, and then you
I feel like this is about to get highly illegal.
You randomly open a tube, and that's a person you have to spend the night with.
Oh, it's like Tube with a Buddy.
Yeah, but you don't know who's in the tube.
Two dudes, one tube.
Two dudes, one tube.
Come back, Juice Jeff. Oh my God, we got to get busy on this because somebody's going to steal our idea now.
Oh.
We got 2 weeks before this launches, so we got two.
All right, and then we're going to be rich.
Unbelievably rich.
Two dudes in a tube.
We're not naming it that.
Two dudes, one tube.
Jesus Christ. There could be deluxe versions of this, you know, much larger tubes, you know, by a couple of inches in diameter so that you don't have a little more head clearance, you know. But I hope this doesn't get me in trouble. But, I mean, you would think, so those hotels we're talking about, like in Asian countries, I don't know, China, Japan, they're small. And I think typically in those countries, humans are smaller.
Yeah.
Is what I think. I don't know if that's right or not of me to think that. But so their tubes are probably not big enough for somebody that wears a 4X shirt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you might have to charge extra for the larger tubes. Okay, we got all the gold out of this we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or.
Oh, no.
Or for an extra fee from Amazon, maybe you can order the tube stretcher. If you're too big for a tube, you order a tube stretcher from like the late night infomercials.
It's like an extender?
Yeah. No, it's like a, are you too large to sleep in a tube? New tube stretcher from Ronco.
How does it work?
Like magic. It slices, it dices, it even makes julienne fries and stretches your tube.
We got two products in one.
Right.
Tube stretcher.
Tube stretcher.
For 96 easy payments of $199 a month.
Right.
It can be yours.
Yeah. I'm all about it.
Let's get to work.
I feel like we're already rich, kind of. Like I'm
living a good life.
Yeah. But I think that the dude tubes, sleepnapatorium.internet.
.net.
.net. But that's a great idea. Why don't we have those?
It wouldn't take up hardly any space, right? And I don't even know if you need an attendant. You know, you step up to the one machine, you register, you get your mat and your pillow, and then you go down the row of tubes and click on your tube, and it lets you in. And
the tube already has a mat and a pillow in it.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. And somebody can come collect that later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or it's got like a like a gym mat, right? And then you get like the airplane the airplane blanket in a bag, right? That is when you swipe your credit card, it gives you that. Then you pick your tube, and the pillowcase and the blanket you take with you, and the rest of it's like gym mat material. And when you leave, you put the stuff, you know, in the
In a bin.
In a bin. And then they spray fucking disinfectant on it, and then boom, it's ready for the next one.
Good to go. We're talking a part-time employee.
Right.
It's definitely going to be one of us for the first, you know, two dozen locations.
Yeah.
Until we get busy enough to need more. And we're going to have to find a way to normalize it. Got to get with the PR person.
Normalizenapping.com.
Okay. Okay. Now we're on a...
Yeah.
We got this all figured out.
We got it. We're already... I'm retired already.
And what would be funny is if we just, like, rented an apartment and started putting these tubes in a random apartment. And, the landlord has no idea whatsoever. And there's just, like, droves of people coming in and out of this.
Yeah, like, you put it in, like, the mail room or the laundry room at those apartment complexes.
Yeah.
You know, you're generated. It's a passive income. You know?
Where did my socks go?
Where did my socks go? And then the other advantage, you know, maybe you could... A certain percentage would be, you'd have like a WIC card, and you could give to like homeless people when it's cold and stuff. You can give them like a debit card to you know, a free sleep.
Oh yeah,
and then, you know, when it's cold or super hot, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know.
Here's the thing, though: when your time runs out, the door's locked, and the police get called because now you're stealing time. How else are you going to get them out? Or how about a large screw mechanism with a plate on it that extends from one wall and just kind of pushes them out like toothpaste?
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of their allotted time. Because how are you going to get them out?
So here's my thought. The
heater just automatically starts cranking up 1 degree at a time?
No. Here's what I think. I think the door, when you get in, the door locks. And when you open the door, it remains unlocked.
Just like one of those lockers at Six Flags.
Yeah.
Okay.
So once you leave, you know, like you can stay in. If you want to stay in there for 24 hours.
What if our tube dude won't get out, though? How am I going to charge him more?
It does. If dude wants to sit in a sealed tube with no lights and just like an air conditioner for 36 hours, who am I to judge? Maybe the dude needs some sleep. But if you're hell bound, but once you leave, you gotta swipe your card again to get in.
Okay.
You know, so
I still think the screw with the plate thing is pretty good idea.
What if he's drunk or really, really tired, and then you end up like, you know, putting him in it like the vice grip, and he's gonna
got to sign a waiver, man.
You might get squished to death if you sleep if you're a hard sleeper.
That's the only downside to this whole business plan. You might get squished to death.
Andrew wants to charge you another $6, or he'll squeeze you to death.
All right, we've gone for an hour, man. Let's get out of here. Thank you so much. I appreciate and love you, and I'm so fortunate to have you as a friend. And
well, I love
we
you
should
too,
do
man.
More
I,
stuff together.
We will. In fact, we're going to tonight. So that's
yes,
good.
We are. All right. And don't forget about the morning show, folks. I want y'all to check that out. It's a 20-minute segment. We do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and you can catch it by 8 a.m. for your drive to work. If you have a 501c, if you know of an event that's going on, you can email me, media@fortworthroots.com, and I'll read it off during the news. Or you can call me during the show or any other time. Leave a voicemail, talk to me in person, and we'll record on the spot. Or you can call in at 7 a.m., and we'll put you on the show. Hope y'all are having a wonderful week. It's Monday as they're listening to this. So hope you're having a good start to your week. And we will talk to you soon. Well, hold on a minute. Where do people find you?
Either www.jeffzero.com or jeffzeromusic.com. That goes to my link tree. And everything is at jeffzero.com. So Facebook, Jeff Zero, or Jeff Zero Music. Sorry, jeffzeromusic.com or Jeff Zero Music on Instagram or Jeff Zero Music on all the things.
Excellent. All right, everybody. Stay funky. We'll see you.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for another episode of the Fort Worth Roots Podcast. It's been a lot of fun, and I don't know if I gave all the updates I was supposed to at the beginning of the episode, but thank you for coming out to Arts Goggle, and don't miss the new morning show on the Fort Worth Roots Podcast. Nothing's changing. Everything's staying the same, but we're adding something to the schedule. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at 8 a.m. You can log into Spotify or our website at fortworthroots.com and stream the newest episode. And this 20-minute segment is just there to keep you up to date with what's happening around Fort Worth, the area, the city, events, news stories, and all that good stuff. We're really excited about this morning show, and you can call us anytime you want at 817-988-1292. You can leave us a voicemail. You can also email us if you have a story or an event coming up. It's media@fortworthroots.com to leave us an email if you'd like to. You can do the audio file. You can type it out. Please don't send us any links because I won't click on them unless I know you so well that I would drink out of the same cup as you, which is very rare, by the way. If I ever drink out of a cup that you've been drinking out of, we're like besties. Okay. Flurry Fitness. Check them out over there behind the Waffle House across from the military base, sharing the same parking lot as Target, just to the side of it. Anyway, Flurry Fitness is a high-intensity interval training type workout. Learn how to box a little bit, but I think the onus is on the workout. It's a 45-minute to an hour class, and it's going to get you there. Whatever your fitness goals are, this is a really engaging way to get there. So check that out. FlurryFitness.com. Told you guys about the Davis team. You can go to yourdavisteam.com and find all the information on what they do, services they provide. They sold two homes for us in this market, and we simply would not have anybody else as a real estate agent team. This is like 14 full-time agents, by the way. When you get the Davis team, you don't get one agent. You get 14 of them, and they know what they're doing. We're going to get them on the show pretty soon. Anyway, that's the move. North Texas, selling or buying a home. Got real estate questions? YourDavisTeam.com. Amplify8.17.org. You guys know. If you don't know, you should know. It's a leg of the Fort Worth Public Library. What does that even mean, Andrew? If you don't know, you should know. I don't know. It's early. All right, keep going. Fort Worth Public Library, Amplify8.17.org. These folks are hands down the best, the most good, the strongest force for good in the music community as far as departments inside the city. You know what I mean? And in my opinion, small business as well, because Amplify 817, the music community is directly tied to our music venues. And so I'm a big supporter of Amplify 817. Stream music off of their catalog for free without commercial interruption. It's the best way to find local music. Amplify817.org. McFly's Pub. These guys have something special. And it's a little bit out of your way. It is. You got to drive down meandering to get to the east gate kind of NASJRB Carswell. And so it's a Fort Worth hidden gem. But I'm telling you, people are coming from overseas to check out this place. It's got a 1980s Back to the Future theme vibe, and just great people hanging out there. Wonderful, huge outdoor area, live music all the time. Tommy Luke is still doing his Tuesday night open mic out there at McFly's. Lots of reasons to go out there, and I think I'm going to go ahead and release both of these episodes today. McFly's Pub is doing a Back to the Future Day event, half-price drinks all day. That's pretty excellent. Half-price drinks, October 21st out at McFly's. And they'll probably do it next year, too. They didn't know that today was National Back to the Future Day, and so I laced them up on that. And within 2 hours, they had a new flyer built up, and we were sharing that. So kind of last minute, but still a cool deal. McFly's Pub right here in Fort Worth. Galaxy Wilderness Disc Golf. This is my buddy Joe, and we go way back. But he started this company where he will bring out the disc golf baskets and all the gear, the putters, the drivers, and anything else you need. He'll set up a course for you. Excuse me. Hold on a minute. Yeah. All right, so he'll set up a course for you. And he's also got nighttime baskets with LED lights and the frisbees or the discs. They've got lights on them too, or glow in the dark, something like that. Anyway, it's rad. It's really cool. Find them on Facebook as Galaxy Wilderness Disc Golf, and get that scheduled today for your next party. It's awesome. Eaton Data Solutions. Our buddy Richard has been working in data security for a very long time for a company that protects Fortune 500 businesses, you know, the big dogs. And in the middle of doing this, he's like, you know what? The middle and small level businesses, they need this data protection too. So he created Eaton Data Solutions. Do not log into your computer one day. Let's use our imaginations. Put your imagination hat on. You walk into work on a Monday. You had a great weekend. You log into your computer and you realize that all your data has been locked up. You can't access shit. You can't get into your payroll. You can't get into your records from the last 10 years or whatever. And now you're getting emails from this mysterious sender telling you that if you don't pay this ransom, you're not going to get the passcode to access your encrypted files. This is a real thing, and it's happening more and more with small and medium-sized businesses. Used to, you only saw this with the big companies, but they are attacking smaller entities now because you're vulnerable. You're unprotected. Eaton Data Solutions can prevent that. Have their team come in and instruct your staff on how to identify areas of vulnerability. EatonDataSolutions.com. Give them a look. They got a drop-down menu with scheduling services and all that stuff. EatonDataSolutions.com. The Body Scrubbery. It's our friend Michelle over there on Pennsylvania Avenue. If you're looking for a way to relax, get a body scrub, a massage, a facial, whatever, go check out The Body Scrubbery. Maybe it's not for you, though. Maybe you're too busy for that. It's still a great gift idea. So go check them out. It's TheBodyScrubbery.com. Pouring Glory, great place. 9 years in business. They've made it through all the storms. Wonderful big outdoor patio area. Excellent award-winning food inside. Ginormous wall of taps. Lots of craft beer. Dog friendly. And they have dog park Sundays. They encourage you to bring your doggos out and socialize with the other pets. It's a really cool spot. It's, if you know where Main at Southside used to be, Cicada, and you throw a rock over to the east, and you throw it really hard, as hard as you've ever thrown a rock, you'll hit Pouring Glory. It's one block removed just east of South Main Street. But not really that hard to find. Every single one of you have a device in your hand. You're probably listening to this episode on that device. Go to your navigation bar. Type in Pouring Glory. Ba-bam! There it is. Holy crap! It's right there. All this time, I had no idea. I'm out there most nights. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday now, since we're talking about it. Tuesday is now karaoke night. We moved that from 6 to 9, and we've collaborated with Cicada. Our buddy London over there does another karaoke from 9 to, is it midnight? It's 11 or midnight or something like that, something crazy. So we're going to kick off the karaoke party on Tuesdays from 6 to 9, and then if you're still wanting to karaoke after we've karaoke'd our butts off, you can walk right down the street to the Cicada or drive your car, it doesn't matter. But it is walkable. And you can do more karaoke right there at Cicada. So anyway, join me at Pouring Glory Tuesdays for karaoke. Wednesday night, we are doing a comedy show. And we're not just doing any old comedy show. We want Pouring Glory to be the center of the Fort Worth comedy universe. So we're going to be working very diligently on that. We want you to come out and see these talented comedians on our stage out there. There will be a new stage pretty soon. I don't know when, but we've got all the wood there. So that's going to happen at some point. It's almost ready. It's not going to take much. But anyway, comedy show on Wednesday. No charge as of right now, but we're going to be bringing some really excellent comedians out there. So there may be a cover later, but for right now, that comedy show is free. So come out this Wednesday, 7 o'clock, I believe. Look to our social media to get any updates to that information. But it's going to be this Wednesday, 7 o'clock, Pouring Glory. I think we're going to have 4 or 5, maybe even 6 comedians on stage. Fort Worth Roots will be there and kind of helping direct and produce the show. And I will not be telling jokes. Unless you make me mad, then I'll get up there and ruin your night. Thursday night is the new singer-songwriter. We had that on Wednesdays for the past, like, I don't know, 5, 6 months. But because of requests and the number of open mics on a Wednesday, we have moved it to Thursday night. And we hope that this helps your schedule. We want to see all of our artists come on back down to Pouring Glory and show a little bit of love and support for this thing. Because these open mics are great spots for networking, for local musicians, and just having a good time. So come on out. That is Thursday night. That does start at 7 o'clock and goes until 10. And we would love to see music of all genres. We have backing tracks available on our laptop, ready to tie in if you need something like that. If you're not necessarily an instrument type person, more of a singer-performer person, we can handle that. Wood Post Metalworks, go to woodpostmetalworks.com. Great for building LED backlit signs like the one you see hanging off the front of the Fort Worth Roots Podcast Studio. Go to woodpostmetalworks.com. Use podcast817 at checkout to get 10% off. Hawk Walker Originals, another great gift idea. They do all sorts of craft stuff, and Hawk Walker Originals is also doing classes now where you can make your own art decor for the house. So check into that. I believe their classes are listed on their website, HaukWalkerOriginals.com. Roofing Solutions by Darren Hauk, our OG, one of our oldest sponsors. Darren and his family have been taking care of the Fort Worth Roots podcast for years now, and the Hauk family has been taking care of roofs inside the River Oaks and greater Fort Worth area for a very, very long time. I think his dad started City Roofing back in the 60s. I think that's right. There's a black and white photo in Darren's office of his dad standing in front of what I believe is City Roofing, was the name of the company. Anyway, long story short, this family has earned the trust of the community, and don't take my word for it. You can go online and look up Roofing Solutions by Darren Hauk and see the ratings across platforms. You don't find roofers with ratings like this. It's amazing. So what that means is he stands by his product and he takes care of his customers. And they've been doing it for a very, very long time. So that is Roofing Solutions by Darren Hauk. And by the way, if you don't have time to write down all these emails and stuff like that, you can go to our website, fortworthroots.com, and see the trusted sponsors. You just tap on the little drop-down tab. I will tell you, if you're on a mobile device, and we're going to upgrade our website soon, I promise, but if you're on a mobile device, you have to swipe over. Like, you have to swipe the screen to the left, so you're going to the right, and it's in the top right corner is our drop-down. It's dumb, but that's just the way this website is. So if you're on your PC, it's built for PC, so no problem there. Boulevard Brew, our buddy Brad over there, man, I've been spending a lot of time over there because they changed their hours. They are now open on Sundays, which is great for me because when I'm at the studio and I've got a band practicing behind me, it's distracting, and I can't handle it. But whenever I go up to Boulevard Brew, they got a coffee shop in the front. They got a venue space in the back. I go back to that venue space. It's early in the morning. Nobody's back there playing music. I get my laptop out, and there's plenty of seats, by the way. There could be 20 other homies in there working on their laptops, and we wouldn't be bugging each other. But it's quiet. It's chill. He's got some good music playing in the background. And every time I need my coffee filled up, I just go, "Hey, Brad, more coffee, bro." And he brings me another cup. It's a great workspace. It's many things, but it is also that. And so I think in the future, you're going to see me up at Boulevard Brew in the mornings on Sundays, just banging out some work on the laptop. So anyway, don't have to go up there on a Sunday to catch me, but do go and support this awesome locally owned business. Boulevard Brew is located off of River Oaks Boulevard. It's by Josefina's Mexican Cafe, which is, by the way, pretty good, and Atomic Then and Now, a furniture place with all sorts of wild shit. You should check them out, too. They're not a sponsor, but it's weird. Check it out. Hoppin! You hear me talking about them at least four times a week in the month of October because they were nice enough to let us bring in the morning show to their store and give us access to the building and do the morning show, do the thing, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and we've got those episodes out to you by 8 a.m., but let me tell you about Hoppin'. It is something that you haven't seen in Fort Worth, I know that, and don't know that there's, I've never seen this, I've never seen beer done this way, but you have your own tap wall. You've got 50 taps to choose from. You never have to wait on a bartender, and you don't have to order a full beer. You get an armband when you come in the door. It's got a chip in it. They link it to your debit card. You walk up to the wall, scan your chip, and then it activates the panel. Now you get to pour your own beer. The cool thing is you can pour an ounce. You can pour 12. It doesn't matter. You get to choose. So if you just want to try the beer out, or maybe, you know, I get into this mood where I'm like, I want a little bit of this for the flavor, but I don't know if I want a full one. Okay. This is the place to do it. And the prices, I was sitting there talking to Michael, I think it was Friday. Sitting there with Michael, the owner, talking about prices. And he was like, I don't know, man. We might have to bring our prices up because he is, don't quote me on this, but it might be 20% cheaper, maybe 30% cheaper to pour a beer at Hoppin' than it would be to order one at any other place in town, I think. And these are craft beers, and he's talking about putting more light beers on the wall. But anyway, my story here today is that it's really cheap to drink there. So be careful. We need you to be responsible. We don't want you getting into trouble. But they have wine. They've got THC-infused seltzers. They've got beer. It's really cool. And the space, the place is just, it feels good when you walk in. It's very clean, very open, tall ceilings, and a really cool little, it's not a huge patio, but it's a really nice patio with AstroTurf and cornhole boards and outdoor patio furniture with a fire pit. It's cool stuff, man. I really like this place. And they've got a stage and they do live music. What else do you need? Go ahead. I'll wait. There's also a cocktail bar. So if you're not a beer, wine, or seltzer fan, you can walk over to the bar on the other side from the tap wall, and they've got good stuff there too. So anyway, check it out. It's Hoppin'. That's what's Hoppin'. There's some kind of joke there. Check out what's Hoppin' at Hoppin'. Yeah, very TCU friendly, and you can schedule events, I think, up until November 1st or 2nd. Anyway, call in now if you want to book an event there. I think their capacity is like 120 before it starts getting real squeezy. But yeah, if you got like an office holiday party or a bar mitzvah, a divorce party, which, you know, I don't think those are great. You should, I don't know. I don't understand divorce parties. Anyway, whatever you got. You need to party? They got you covered up to 120 people before it gets squeezy. All right, that's enough out of me. I've talked a lot. My voice is going. Arts Goggle was awesome. Anyway, okay. All right. I love you. I'll see you next week. Peace.